All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Wednesday, June 15th, and there's a lot to talk about because yesterday the S&P 500 fell for a fifth day in a row, and all indices at some point yesterday made new 52-week lows. Today, we have the all-important FOMC Fed meeting, so what will happen there? Yesterday, the 10-year yield already hit an 11-year high, and cryptocurrencies keep plummeting, so there's a lot to talk about. Plus, we'll show you our current positions and how we trade these crazy markets. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heipcutter. That super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, it's so good to be back.
No, okay. Just messing with you.
Jeez, oh, Pete. Yeah, we had some fun with that yesterday.
Oh, gosh, I had to have a little fun with you. But, yeah, no, absolutely a great time in Europe, but really good to be back, Marcus.
Yeah, well, almost, because right now my AC is broken. So it seems that being away for several weeks in a row did not help, and it is a balmy 86 degrees inside the house. So we'll do this very quickly.
Yes. In Sacramento in the summer, you can't do without AC.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully somebody's coming here soon. Anyhow, let's see what's happening in the market. So I mentioned yesterday, S&P down for a fifth day in a row. It just sliding like crazy. It started last week with the surprise inflation data running hotter than expected, and this is where markets don't like this at all.
Yeah, and you see that slide. I mean, just after finding some support around 4,100, things were looking nice, and then just boom. A big drop yesterday, flirting with the 3,700 mark. We got as low as 3,705 before a little bit of buying, but a tough couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, it's all across the board. Let me just switch over here to a weekly chart, and let's take a look at the indices. That's what we talked about. I mean, yesterday, at some point, we dipped to a 52-week low, closed slightly above, but look at this. We're looking at levels that we haven't seen since March 2021.
Yeah.
Same with the NASDAQ, same in the Dow. I mean, at this point, it doesn't really matter. I mean, all of the indices are getting hammered here right now.
They are. S&P in bear market territory. And I saw that during the last bear market, the S&P lost 33.9%, so 34% before recovering. A bear market being defined as a close 20% below the most recent high, which was back in January. So we'll see if the S&P has a little more downside before buyers step in.
Yeah, and at this point, it's all about interest rates. Interest rates, interest rates, and inflation data. I mean, everything else is kind of in the background. The war in Ukraine, I mean, it's kind of in the background. The COVID crisis in China, it's kind of in the background. Right now, market participants are zoning in really on interest rates. And we have a super big day today. But before we talk about this, let's take a look at the 10-year yield. And we see that the 10-year yield was making a new 11-year high yesterday. So if you are switching to a weekly chart here, we see that these are levels that we had last in 2011.
Yeah, it looked like we were doing pretty well below the 3% mark. And then just that rubber ducky that wants to pop up, it shot out of the tub. You look at those last couple of days. And so this is what's being watched. And like you said, you could talk about the Fed in a little bit, but we're seeing the impact here. And 30-year mortgage rates also jumping.
Yeah, let's take a look at this. I mean, they surged to 6.28%. Just a week ago, it was 5.5%. I mean, so this will probably give a damper on the housing market here, which has been overheating. So this might be cooling off here.
Yeah, a big change. Gosh, in 2020, we were about 3%. So doubling is a big impact on the housing market for sure. Yeah.
So let's take a look at the economic calendar. And so there's a few things. So this morning, we had retail sales coming in worse than expected. And that's kind of a big deal because this is telling us if consumers are actually cutting back in their spending if the economy is slowing down. And this is what we saw here this morning.
Yeah, and so there was a worse than expected number. Core retail sales also coming in a little lighter than expected. I think that even the expectation was revised, but that's really not having a big impact on the market right now. If you look at the E-mini futures, not a whole lot of interest because of the biggie this afternoon. That's really what traders are focused on.
Yeah, and so there's two main events at 2 o'clock. It is the FOMC statement where they will say what they're doing with interest rates. And yeah, we will take a look at this because 0.5%, 0.75%, or the so-called 50 basis points versus 75, we'll take a look at this. But then I think the big one is also the press conference where people want to hear from Fed Chief Powell what he thinks about the economy, what he thinks about the GDP outlook, because there's a lot going on during this press conference that he will cover.
Exactly. And investors, they're going to be paying close attention to the language that he's using, you know, how hawkish will he be, the tone and ideas and really what their path is going forward. And you're right. I mean, right now, the market's pricing in a 75 basis point hike. We'll have to see. Marcus, I think you have a strong opinion on what you think will happen.
We will see. We'll see. Because right now, this is where we see 97% probability, 97.9% probability of a 0.75% increase. This is the 75 basis point. And if you look at this, I mean, really, a week ago, it was all flip-flopped. A week ago, yeah. This is what we see here, right? There was a 92% probability of a 0.5% hike. And now it has changed over the last 2 days because on Friday we had the important CPI report that came in much hotter than expected. And this is the key inflation report that the Fed is paying attention to. And this is where right now people think that the Fed will raise it by 75% or 75 basis point. I still think it will be 0.5 percentage point. I know that the markets disagree with me, but I think it will be 0.5 percentage point. But let's see. This is where many famous investors and hedge fund managers say right now that the Fed has to take decisive action in order to get inflation under control. And this is why many are calling for the 75 basis points. But we also know that, I mean, Powell wants to avoid that the economy is slipping into a recession. And with the retail data right now coming in a little bit worse than expected, and also on Friday, consumer confidence going down, I think this is something that he will keep an eye on.
And he could effectively come in at a 0.5 basis point, but then, you know, their balance sheet play with that a little bit more to have a similar impact, you could say or argue. But right now, traders are saying that the 75 basis point is pretty much guaranteed. So it will be an interesting Fed statement. Interesting to see the market reaction too, if they think that the Fed's done enough. And right now, it's a fine line with going too far or not doing enough.
Yeah, and so Fed Chair Powell will also talk about this dot plot of how far they want to raise interest rates. And I mean, recently when we looked at this, it appeared that the Fed would be done around September, November with raising interest rates. Right now, market participants think that they will go as long for another year, pushing the Fed funds rate into the 4 percentage points. I mean, this is something that is new and really just showing how much is expected. So Fed Chief Powell really has a daunting task here because on the one hand, he needs to show that he is taking decisive action. On the other hand, he also needs to make sure that he is not driving the economy into a recession, which is almost certain right now that this will happen. So the so-called soft landing, I don't know. I don't see it anymore.
No, and transitory just wasn't the case.
That wasn't the case. Okay, now before we take a look at our positions and how we are doing, let's take a look at what the futures of markets are doing in overnight trading. Here we have the E-mini S&P. E-mini S&P right now pointing to a higher opening of almost 1%, 0.9%. Nasdaq this morning, Nasdaq futures are up 1.2% this morning, and even the Dow futures are up 0.7%. So going into the day, traders are kind of cautiously optimistic.
And part of it could just be that we're so oversold at this point over the last couple of days, that there's just a little bit of a relief. I mean, all things considered, this isn't a huge move, but it feels good. I'll give you
Yeah.
that.
And I mean, we see it yesterday. I'm bringing up here the S&P 500, a 5-minute chart yesterday. We see that markets for most of the day were diddling along before then, selling off in the afternoon, recovering into the close. But this were yesterday. We already saw that the markets are waiting for the big statement today. And I'm expecting this morning that markets are diddling along until we see then at 2 p.m. really a very strong reaction probably, and then at 2:30 even more. So this afternoon will definitely be interesting.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a look at how we are trading these markets and our current positions here. So I start here with my positions right now. So BDX, actually, this is a trade that we took both. We took this
Yes.
on Monday, right? So this was the 235 puts that we sold expiring this Friday for 39% annualized. So, and just looking at the chart, I'm very, very happy with this level here. Even though yesterday it was briefly breached, but then we bounced back and we're trading above 236. So if we are trading above 235 by Friday over the next 2 days, we'll just keep the premium. Otherwise, we will get assigned. And this is what happened to me here in BUT. So I took a BUT trade. I was assigned at 54. This here, super interesting because this morning, let me just get rid of the volume and click on auto. We see that we have quite a bounce here this morning in BUT. I mean, it seems that we are pre-market almost at 53. So I might be able to sell some calls here today.
Looks like it.
All right. NVIDIA, another one. I had fun with NVIDIA. You have AMD. We'll take a look at this. So I was signed at 195, made some good premium selling puts, selling calls. This morning, hovering a little bit higher, but also got hammered over the last few days. Same as we talked about this. If you look at the charts of Microsoft looking exactly the same, or Apple looking exactly the same, or what else? AMD, this is the one that you traded. And you got assigned, where did you get assigned, Mark?
104.
104, right? So a very similar picture here. So assigned at 104, you were also able to sell calls against it. You made some money selling puts. So all of this was looking good. All right, then I also have TPR and TPR assigned at 37. Looked good this morning also, trading higher. So I'll see. I probably have to go up to 35 again before I can sell calls here. But I'm very happy with this position, especially looking at the overall market. This is holding up pretty well here. And then I have sold Visa, and this was on Monday. Let me just zoom out here a little bit. So I sold the 190, 185 puts expiring this Friday for 62% annualized.
Yeah, and last Friday I traded a MasterCard, which is basically your Visa.
Right. So you did this at what level did you?
315.
315. Okay, so
Yep.
this is great. And you also traded Marriott, right? You did this. I mean,
Yeah.
last week, as you know, over the last few weeks, we were traveling. So you were already home on Friday. So this is why you took the two trades. I was visiting my brother in Zurich, Switzerland. So I was trading. I wasn't trading on Friday. But this here, another one. Where did you sell this one?
150-250.
152.50. Okay. So good one here. And I mean, this just shows, even in these nervous market conditions, we are still trading the wheel strategy and we're still having fun with it because right now, with the VIX at higher levels, and let's just go back here. Let's take a look at a daily chart of the VIX. So the VIX that jumped up above 30 was trading as high as 35 over the last couple of days. I mean, this is where there's a lot of premium in there. So we are enjoying collecting these premiums here. No doubt about that.
Absolutely. That IV is up, and the premium collection is working out nicely.
Yeah.
Got to be picky, though.
Right. You got to be picky. And this is where it's important that you look for value stocks. And I actually will link a video right here of how we find these value stocks, what exactly we are looking for. And then, hey, let's see what happens today. And we will see you tomorrow morning in the Stock Market Update.
Happy trading, everybody.